And I'd like to go back to what Thomas was talking about at the top of the interview regarding you can get a sense that people are working, right? So, Sierra, with that in mind, can you tell us a little bit about what you're working on now that's not been published in the magazine necessarily, and maybe read that?
Sure.
I mean, I'm interested in a sense of what kind of project notion that you're into, and so please tell us about that.
So the things that I'm most sort of interested in right now, kind of going in a fairy tale direction, and also working on trying to create poems based on dreams, which is really hard to make them interesting. But I feel like there's some core of the dream that is, if you could carry the magic of what makes it feel so resonant in the dream over into waking life, then the poem could live with that same resonance. But it's not always working that way. It's a little bit like fairy magic, where you are outside of the fairy realm and then you're like, oh, this is just a rock. It's not actually a key. Maybe that's why I'm also interested in the fairy tale component too.
When you get into the dreams, are you afraid? I mean, you know, when I interviewed Allen Ginsberg, he used it as an example of first thought, best thought, about having a dream where you're sleeping with your mother and you're like, oh no, I don't want to write about that. I mean, is there any kind of a disclosure aspect to your dreams that you're like, ah, I better not put that part in, or is there something like that?
There could be some element, although I think I'm also interested in those places where I shy away from it, that maybe that is what is most interesting. I might change the names involved.
He had a dream in which, what was going on, right, I gotcha, okay.
Yeah, well, and it's still a work in progress, so maybe I won't share them all. I mean, I try to write them all down, and then we'll see what becomes of them, too. But that's really very early on in its progress, so I'm not even sure what form that will take. The fairy tales I've been working on a little bit more, both sometimes as a poem and then also trying out some prose, but I'm a very slow prose writer. But one of the more recent attempts to write a prose fairy tale, it was so excruciatingly slow that I sort of jumped to the end, and the end became a poem. So I'm really excited about the poem part, so now I just have to live up to that ending.
Gotcha. Can you give us an example of some of the work you've been working on lately?
Sure. Let me find... Actually, I have that. I could read you just the ending of the...
Well, now that you've set it up that way, I mean, I think if it goes, I suppose I can edit out the boring arms. No, seriously, read what you want to read.
Okay. good. Well, I'll read it, and then if it's boring, you just play some lovely music during this part. How about that?
Musical interlude. Or maybe we can put in a Monty Python type animation. People can see people chewing on bodies or something.
So this is more from the fairy tale side of things, but so in the fairy tale there's a man who has created this mechanical woman, and she sort of comes to life, or it may be that he's hallucinating and about to die, we're not sure, but then the perspective shifts, and so this is from her perspective. The mechanical wife. Do others eat coal secretly at night, or what is it that burns in them? Are the trees also ashamed by the rusted sounds their branches make? Do others too hate the deer for their fear of others but not themselves, for their knowing pools of black glass, for the sweetness of their machinery? Those unseen birds whose small gears creak as the snow begins to fall, am I not made of the same material? Or is it only the same longing I hear in my chest, cold metal against metal? Must all machines live alone? Am I made of the horror of time, a clock kept close like an enemy? Do I not muffle the ticking of my own death? Did I not swaddle the clocks in the house so as not to hear their cries in the night? Who gave me power to wind them that could not wind themselves? Is it worse to send them sorrowfully on each day, When they cease, do they dream? Who granted me the choice of my own stopping by my own idle hand? Was that not my Maker who appeared at the door? Did I not know him when I saw him? Did he not fear and love me, whom he had made? Did he not grow cold in the bed beside me as I tended him with coal and fire? Is his mystery not larger than mine? Did he too suffer the death of his God to have laid down with him, to have tended him wrongly, the cogs of him stopping, the works of him distant, beyond tinkering or knowing?
The sweetness of their machinery, even just the sound of that, is really beautiful. That's very strong. Thank you for reading that. Do you look into any sort of dream interpretation books?
I usually find them really dissatisfying.
Really?
Yeah.
There are two. One by Mary Summer Rain, and I think that's a native person.
Okay.
But that's more contemporary, and I find it really interesting. And then I think it's J.C. Cooper's Illustrated Encyclopedia of Archetypal Symbols or something like that, or maybe it's just symbols.
Okay.
That I think is really interesting because that goes into different cultures, what Chinese say about dogs in dreams and Japanese and Turkish or whatever. It's really fascinating, and in, I don't know, a 60-year-old book or something like that. But I go... When I have a particularly visceral dream, I'll look in one of one or both of those books, and it's fun to look at.
Does it feel helpful?
It feels tremendously helpful to me. I mean, the notion of snow having something to do with spirituality. I mean, and the cleanliness and the softness of it, it just really resonates with me, and I think it's really cool.
What does yellow snow have to do with?
It has to do with a Frank Zappa fixation, oddly enough.
Yeah,
and,
interesting.
And perhaps an attraction to fur trappers.
Oh, lovely. Who would have thought? Because I've been dreaming about yellow snow all week.
Well, don't eat it, whatever you do.